Peter! Peter!
Jesus, did you call my name?
Yes. I wanted to thank you for letting me use your boat to preach to all those people. You know, being out on the water makes it easier for people to hear me, especially since the microphone hasn't been invented yet.
The mic-a what?
Never mind. I know you must be tired from having fished all night, and yet you are still willing to help me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad to do... Hey, how did you know I was fishing all night?
You didn't catch anything, though.
I usually catch a lot at night. That's the best time to... Hey, how did you know I didn't catch anything?
Peter, take your boat out now and let down your net.
James! John!
What's up, boss?
Get the boat ready to go out again.
Is Jesus going to preach again already?
Jesus isn't preaching again. We're going fishing.
You're kidding, aren't you, boss? Please say you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Peter, what's the matter with you? It's the middle of the day. The fish aren't biting right now. You know that.
Yeah, it's too hot. We never fish at this time of day.
I know, but Jesus said...
Jesus? He's a carpenter. What does he know about fishing? We've been fishing all of our lives. Everybody knows you can't catch any fish in the middle of the day. Peter, we didn't even catch any fish last night, remember?
I remember.
There is no way we will catch anything right now. I'm not going.
If we go out there right now, we'll be the laughingstock of the whole town. I'm not going either.
James? John? Who's the boss?
You are, sir.
That's right. I said we're going fishing because Jesus said, take the boat out and let down the net. Faith comes by hearing God's word. Now raise the sail and let's get going.
Whatever you say.
You got it, boss. Hey, James. Who is that over there on the shore laughing at us?
You mean who isn't on the shore over there laughing at us? The whole town is watching.
Let down the nets.
I don't believe it! Look at all these fish!
Wow, this is a big catch.
This is a big miracle. We're going to need some help from Zach and his crew.
Oh, that does it, Peter. Coming out here was a good idea, but if you think I'm going to give up half of these fish so that we can have a little help from Zach, you're really crazy.
Excuse me, guys, but we're standing in a puddle of water. I think this big catch is causing our boat to sink.
Hey, Zach, we need help, quick! That does it. I'm out of here.
Where are you going, Zeke?
I'm tired of hearing about Jesus healing people all the time. I'm going to find him, Jake.
You can't leave, Zeke. You're a leper. If you get caught, they'll stone you to death.
If I stay, the leprosy will kill me.
It's just a matter of time before they discover a cure. Why don't you just wait with the rest of us?
You can stay and wait, Jake. Maybe, just maybe, before you die from leprosy, they'll find a cure. As for me, I'm taking my chances. I have a wife and kids just waiting for me at home.
You never told me you had a wife and kids?
Well, I don't like to talk about my personal life. I haven't seen my family in years. I probably wouldn't even recognize my son. He for sure wouldn't recognize me. I don't want to live this way anymore. I'm willing to risk my life to be healed.
Zeke, what if Jesus won't heal you?
What?
Well, maybe God wants you to be a leper. Maybe there's something here he wants you to do. I can't think of what it might be, but maybe he wants you here.
Jake, there's no leprosy in heaven, is there?
No way! Everything in heaven is good!
Then I'm going to take a chance that God's will is the same on earth as it is in heaven.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Do you want to come?
Nah, you go ahead.
Well then, this is goodbye.
It's time for football practice, Jake. Hey, where's Zeke going?
He's gonna go find Jesus. He wants to get healed.
Who does he think he is, the lone leper? We all want to get healed. He's gonna get killed.
No, I think he'll make it.
Come on, Jake. Jesus always has a crowd around him. How is Zeke gonna get by all those people without being caught? They'll stone him for sure. Besides, even if he does make it to Jesus, what makes him think Jesus will want to heal him?
Ike, Do you think there's leprosy in heaven?
No way. Everything is good in heaven.
Don't you think God's will on earth is the same as in heaven?
Well, I never thought about it before. Yeah, I guess God's will would be the same on earth as it is in heaven.
So do I. I think Jesus is here to enforce God's will on the earth. Zeke's gonna make it, Ike. He'll get healed.
Well, if that's what you think, why didn't you go with him?
Guess I don't want it bad enough.
Yeah. Well, they might find a cure. In the meantime, what are we gonna do about our football team? Now we're down to only 10 players.
Well, looky here. Zeke is coming back. I knew it was a bad idea.
Is he smiling?
Yeah, that's weird.
He looks different.
Yeah, he looks healed. Zeke, did you see Jesus?
I not only saw him, he touched me and now I'm healed. You should go see him, Jake. You too, Ike.
Let's go, Ike.
Well, let's take the whole team. Well, not the whole team. Zeke's already healed.
So far, so good. What am I doing? I'm bleeding. If I get caught out in public like this, I'll be killed for breaking the law. Jesus is my only hope. If I can just get to him, touch him. Oh, somebody might see me. It's no use. Oh, I'll crawl down on the ground. No one will recognize me down here. I'll just touch the bottom edge of Jesus' robe. If I can just do that, I'll be healed. Here comes a crowd of people. This is my chance!
I appreciate you coming to my home, Master Jesus. I would have brought my daughter to you, but she is almost dead.
I understand. I'm sorry that there are so many people around me. It's hard to walk anywhere.
You know what we need? Wheels on our feet. Then we could roll wherever we wanted to go. What do you think about that, Jesus?
Who touched me?
What do you mean, who touched you? There are people everywhere. How can they not touch you?
I felt God's power flow through me. Someone was healed.
I saw no one, Master. Please, let's hurry.
Wait a minute. How can someone get healed without you laying your hands on them? You mean people can just sneak up on you and get healed?
It's their faith that makes them whole.
I touched you, sir. I have been bleeding for 12 years. I have spent all my money on doctors, and they have only made things worse. I knew that if I could just touch the edge of your robe, I would be healed. I crawled through the crowd so no one would recognize me. I only touched your robe, sir, but instantly I was healed. I am no longer bleeding. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. If I was supposed to ask first, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
All this time, I thought you had to heal them.
God is the healer. Believers have been given health and healing by my Father. I am here to show people His will.
Master, I received news while you were speaking with the woman. My daughter is dead. I will not trouble you any longer.
Don't be afraid, Jairus. Just have faith, like that woman had. Come on.
Master, I know you to be a man who does great miracles. My daughter is very sick. If you will come and lay hands on her, I know she will be healed.
What is your name?
Jairus.
I will come with you, Jairus. Lead the way.
Excuse us, please. Coming through. Excuse us. Pardon me. Excuse me. We're trying to get through.
Master Jairus, I have bad news. Your daughter, she's dead. There is no need to waste Jesus' time.
Jairus, don't be afraid. Keep believing. Let's keep going.
Master, they are already mourning my little girl's death.
Remember, Jairus, don't be afraid. Just have faith.
You're too late, Jairus. My granddaughter is dead.
Mama, it will be okay. Jesus is here.
It's too late for a doctor. Didn't you hear me, boy? She's dead.
He's not a doctor, Mama. He's the healer I told you about.
Healer or no healer, she's dead, Jairus. And dead means dead.
She's not dead. She's only asleep.
Asleep? You think she's asleep? You just walked in here. How would you know? Jairus, where'd you find this guy? I'm your brother. I wouldn't lie to you. Your daughter's dead. That's why we sent Bart to tell you. I don't know why you wanted to have this Jesus come in here in the first place, but you're too late. Ain't nothing he can do for her now.
Bubba, you don't understand. This is Jesus. He prays for people and they get better. Remember the blind beggar that used to beg at the city gate? Jesus is the one that healed him. And there was a woman that had been sick for 12 years, and Jesus healed her on the way here.
But your daughter is dead, Jairus.
I still believe Jesus can heal her, even though things don't look so good.
Jairus, listen to your mama. There is a big difference between being blind and dead. What Bubba is trying to tell you is there is no hope. It's over. Anybody that would come in here and say she's asleep when she is dead is crazy. Now, would you please get him out of here and let's bury this girl and go on with our lives?
Mama, let's give him a chance. At least let him pray for her.
Man, you as crazy as he is. I wouldn't let that guy anywhere near her if she was my daughter. This whole town's gonna make fun of you for the rest of your life. Man, I can hear him now. Hey, remember that crazy man Jairus brought over when his daughter died, thinking he could raise her from the dead? Is that what you want to hear for the rest of your life?
No.
Bubba's right, son. Only God can raise people from the dead. This fellow ain't God. Now get him out of here before he ruins everything.
No, you get out. All of you.
Now hold on a minute. Who do you think you are, bucko?
Are you gonna let him talk to us like that?
You heard him, Mama. Get out!
Fine. Have it your way. But don't say I didn't try to warn you.
Jairus, your daughter is a cutie.
She takes after her mother.
Little girl, arise.
What happened?
Jesus! Thank you.
God is good and He loves to do good things for His children. He simply wants us to trust Him and believe that He will do what He already said He will do.
If you receive bad news while you're standing in faith, remember what Jesus told Jairus. Don't be afraid. Just have faith.